USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A radical organization called Ruth Sent Us has set up a website directing angry abortion activists to go to the homes of the six extremist justices, in their words, three in Virginia, three in Maryland. Those protests set to take place next Wednesday. This as there's bipartisan support to get additional federal funding for the Supreme Court justices to allow around-the-clock protection for justices and their families.
Because we deal in these matters on a daily basis, to make that kind of threat to the Supreme Court is an attempt to intimidate the justices and a threat to judicial independence.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is up another few cents today to $4.27 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year to date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.